Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred Show. What?
Jenkins and Alfred Part 862. What is time? In the last episode, no one even remembers. In this episode, things are different. Jenkins? Jenkins, where are you? Oh, Doug, there you are. Oh, boy, do I have a bone to pick with you. Okay, how many episodes have you started that way? Maybe two. Isn't that two too many? I should warn you. This morning I woke up and I chose violence. What does that even mean? How did you choose violence when you woke up? I put orange juice in my cornflakes. Wait, on purpose? Yes. Why? Well, if you have to know the truth, I was trying to do that orange juice espresso challenge. Wait, what is an orange juice espresso challenge? Apparently, orange juice and espresso coffee taste good together. No, that can't be right. That's what the internet said. Wait, which internet? The one that sounds like a clock. The one that... You know, what sound does a clock make? It goes tick-tock. Oh, tick-tock. Okay, I got you. I'm not hip on the things, but I got that one. Wait, but why did you end up with cornflakes instead of espresso?
Because I didn't have any espresso.
Are you kidding me? Have you not seen the kitchen in the last few months?
I'm in there every day. It's where I eat my food. And they switched my food up tonight. I ate it all so fast, I couldn't see for 4 minutes.
What does that mean?
I mean, I hadn't tasted it before, and I ate it so fast, and then, I don't know, side effects, I couldn't see. Anyways, what does that have to do with espresso?
Okay, not only do we have an espresso maker now.
What?
Yep. There is a bag of espresso beans from someplace in San Francisco, California.
What?
There's a bag of espresso beans from someplace in France.
Wait a second. We'll come back to that one.
What? Yes. Wait, how did you know we were going to have to come back?
Because you always say things in threes. You never just say two.
Oh. Well, here we go. And there's a bag of dark chocolate-covered espresso beans in there.
Good gracious Aloysius. How did I miss all that stuff?
I don't know. I guess your face is always down with the food and the stuff.
Okay, that makes sense. And then when I try to sift the table, they get mad at me. Somehow the other dog gets away with it, but I don't.
Well, he is cuter than you.
Hey, hey, hey. There's no need to be mean.
Okay, I wasn't trying to be. So anyways, what were you going to come back to with the France thing?
How the heck did we get espresso beans from France?
Don't you remember the mom lady went to Paris?
Wait, I thought that was a book we were reading.
No.
Isn't that what people in books and movies do? They go to Paris?
Yes. Real people do that too.
They do?
I mean, some of them. In fact, a lot of people live in Paris.
No, that's not right.
Yes, it is.
No, that's just where they shoot movies and stuff. It's like a big Hollywood set.
No, ding dong. It's a real city. It's across the pond, as they say.
The pond? No, across the pond is the open space.
No, not the pond near us. The pond, the Atlantic Ocean.
That's not a pond. It takes days to get across it.
Not in a plane. It takes hours.
What?
Have you not studied aviation? Do you not understand these concepts?
Well, what even is time if you can make it across an entire ocean in a matter of hours?
Well, I don't know. But I do know that we haven't done one of these in forever.
I guess it depends on when you're listening to this.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, if you listen to 861, you're like, wow, that's amazing. And then you listen to 862, and you're like, why are those guys talking like it's been two months and a couple days? They won't get it.
Has it been 2 months and a couple days?
Yeah, but that doesn't apply, because we're outside of time. The concept doesn't exist in the past.
Oh, no, don't start doing that stuff. I do not like it when you talk that way.
What do you mean?
Oh, the past doesn't exist, and what are you worried about? The future's not even here yet. All you have is right now.
You sound like a guru that knows what they're talking about.
No, I don't. I sound like I'm crazy and I don't make any sense. Okay, so what was this bone you had to pick with me?
No. You had a bone to pick with me. I'm just letting you know I've chosen violence today.
Oh, well, maybe you got it out of your system. My bone to pick is, where have you been?
See, I thought that's what you were going to say. Didn't we start the other episode this way, too?
Maybe, but I can't remember what you said, and I don't know where you've been, and I don't know what you've been doing.
Well, clearly I haven't been paying attention to the espresso machine or the mom person being gone.
How did you miss that?
I don't know. There was, like, a bunch of extra food and stuff I don't usually eat, and I didn't feel so good, and more TV and stuff, but... Oh, was I distracted? Was that the whole point of it all? Was just to get our minds off of it?
I mean, I'm sure that was some of it.
Well, where were you?
Oh, I was in her bag.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No! Did she know that?
Oh, absolutely not. She'd have been sneezing the whole time.
Wait, wasn't it a carry-on?
I can be light as a feather when I need to be. Ninja Kitties are trained for this.
I don't understand the logistics of how this works.
Look, all you need to know is I was in the bag. Then I roamed around the streets of Paris, where they love cats, by the way. I got a tiny kitty beret, and then I came home.
You have a tiny kitty beret?
Yes, I can't wear it, though.
Why not?
Because then they'd know.
So you're telling me they would see you with the kitty beret and go, oh, he must have jumped in the bag and flown to Paris, as opposed to, oh, maybe Chuck gave it to him for Christmas?
Oh, I did not give him a beret.
Oh, Chuck! Good Lord, how long have you been there?
Longer than you've been aware.
Well, we've already established I'm not doing a good job with that. I didn't even know we had an espresso machine, let alone dark chocolate-covered espresso beans. I gotta have some of those.
No. How many times must we have this conversation? No chocolate for you, dog.
Is it because I still have my Christmas weight?
Dog, we don't talk about our bodies this way. Christmas weight is not a thing.
Okay. Well, you don't have to shame me for shaming myself.
Okay, that's a good point, too. It's kind of a downward spiral from there. Let's take it back a notch. No, you can't have chocolate because dogs' bodies are not built for chocolate.
See, there you go, body shaming again.
No, I mean chemically. It could hurt you.
Oh. Well, then I don't want to eat chocolate. How come that keeps coming up?
Because it's delicious.
Oh. Well, what am I supposed to have instead?
Well, I haven't heard anything about ice cream being bad for dogs.
That's right, we've got the chocolate gelato. I can have some of that.
Dog!
What? You said I could have ice cream.
It's still got chocolate in it.
So the ice cream doesn't solve the problem?
No, it was an alternative. Maybe you could try the vanilla caramel.
Yes, and I could put some of the chocolate sprinkles on it.
Dog, what part of this are you not getting?
Apparently the whole concept. And now I can't have sprinkles?
Not chocolate sprinkles, use the rainbow ones.
That's good. That would work. They got a lot of flavors in that one.
Yeah, I know. It's mostly food coloring.
No. We got ones that had natural flavorings, like vanilla bean and salted caramel and chocolate.
No, not. We're going to give you the ones with the food coloring.
Oh, wait a minute. How come I can have food coloring, but I can't have chocolate?
Okay, this is not a lesson in chemicals that are put in food. This is a lesson in where have you been?
No, it's a lesson in where have you been. And now I find out you've been in Paris without me.
Yeah, I sure was. It was amazing. Everything's as good there as they say. It was a little cold and a little gray because it was winter there.
Yeah, it was a little snowy here while you were gone.
Really?
Yeah, it snowed like 8,000 times and it was 14 feet deep.
Really? That deep? Well, he's exaggerating a lot. We had like 3-4-inch snows. Some of them were 6-inch. Well, that's a thing. Okay, so we're all caught up then?
Yeah, I guess so.
Tell me about the orange juice and the cornflakes.
Don't ever do that. It's disgusting.
Then what makes you think it would be better with espresso?
Well, now that I know we have some, let's go find out.
Okay, bye.
The end.